Tafshid Aleph, Amud Aleph, three lines from the top. V'amar Rav Bar Machasi, Amar Rav Chama Bar Guy, Amar Rav. Another member that he said, Kol Ir Shegagoy Seh Gevoy Mi Beis HaKnesses. A city that the rooftops are higher than the shul. The houses are taller than the shul. The Seif Chariv is ultimately, eventually going to be destroyed. Shenemar L'Roimim Es Beis HaLakeinu V'Lahamid Es Charvoysa. So the obligation is to elevate, to raise the Beis HaLakeinu. The shul should be, roimim, should be high. And as the end of the pasuk says, Rashi brings down, and it says, Zachinu los eslanu geder b'Yehuda. We were, because of that, roimim Beis HaLakeinu, we were zaycha, that we had a protection. We had a fence of protection in Yehuda. When the opposite, therefore, is, if it's not roimim Beis HaLakeinu, that ultimately the city will be destroyed. But v'hani mele bebatim, and that's only mentioned by batim. Aval b'kishkush v'avruei leslan ba. But if we're talking about towers and forts, things that are not made for use, now there's a machlik rishin, and what this means exactly. But in these types of cases, leslan ba, it's not mentioned. So some rishinim learn that the point of the towers or the fortresses, etc., are that it's not for use. So, for instance, the Rosh says that if there are roofs which are not flat roofs, if they're pitched roofs, there's a slope slanted roofs, which are not made to use on the rooftops, then even if they're higher, less than bob. What we're talking, the Isser involved over here, there are things that are used for, they're used and for people's personal use. Those areas cannot be taller than the shuls. Other Rishonim learn that, no, that's not the criteria. They learn that what's made for even if it's not for use, if it's made for noise, it's made for beauty, anything, you can't have a structure that's made for the glory of the structure cannot be higher than the shul. It's Lorem Beis HaLakeinu. The fortresses were for protection. For there, they were allowed to be higher. But otherwise, whether you're using it or not, or even if it's just for beauty, it cannot be higher than the shul. Some Rishonim bring down that, the Miri brings this down, that if it's used not for a living in a more grand fashion, if it's used for basic, you need like a multi-story apartment building. For living, you just have to need it to accommodate the residents, you have to build higher. So then it's not Nemar over there in that situation either. So different opinions in the Rishonim, if it's Davka for personal use, personal glory, or if it's for protection, then it's Mutter. In general terms, a structure should not be higher than the Shul if it's to glorify the person, the owner, and the most beautiful structure, the highest structure, should be the shul. I was responsible for that the city of Mas Machasi was not destroyed, because I ensured that the houses were not taller than the shul. Ultimately, it was destroyed. So what does he mean? No, it means me'oisa oven l'charve. It ultimately was destroyed, but not because of this avera. So I ensured that the houses were not taller than the shul, and therefore it was not destroyed because of that. V'amar Rav Bar Machasi, Amar Rav Chama Bar Guya, Amar Rav, another member that said in the name of Rav, Tachas Yishmael, rather to be subservient to Yishmael, v'lo tachas nachri, but not Edom. Edom is worse than Yishmael. So rather to be subservient to Yishmael and not Edom. Tachas nachri, v'lo tachas chavar. Better Edom than Chaber. They were a vicious tribe. Tosfos mentions that they originally were in Persia. They ultimately settled in, at least some of them settled in Bavel as well. Tachas Chaber, v'lo tachas Talmud Chacham. Rather to be under that than rather Talmud Chacham, as Rashi says, it's impossible to properly give the proper cover to a Talmud Chacham and ensure that he doesn't get insulted, so it's always at risk of a punishment for that. Tachas Talmud Chacham, v'lo tachas Yosem Almana, preferably tachas a Talmud Chacham rather than a Yosem Almana, who are very sensitive and their tears and are heard by the Rebbein Shalom, and a person can easily get punished if he doesn't treat them with the proper sensitivity. The Omer of Abba Machas Yomar of Hamburg Yomar Rav, another memory, he said, Kol Choyli Vilei Choyli Miayim. Better to have any sickness rather than a Choyli Miayim, rather than a stomach sickness. And Rashi says, Choyli, the definition of Choyli is a prolonged illness. So a Choyli Miayim of the stomach is from the worst of the prolonged illnesses. Kol Ke'ev, a Ke'ev, Rashi says, is a sharp pain, like a toothache. Kol Ke'ev, Vilei Ke'ev Leiv. Rather than the pain of the heart. Kol mechush, Rashi says mechush is a slight pain. It's a mechush, it's troublesome. And it doesn't last long. Kol mechush v'lo mechush roish, rather than a headache. Kol ro v'lo isha ro, anything bad, the worst is an isha ro. As the Gemara in Brocha says, moitzen imar mimoves as a isha. A person has to search for a wife with good midas. If all of the waters were ink, it's like a marshal that there would be ink. And all the marshes were quills. So we had all the waterways that was all ink, and all of the marshes were quills, so you could write endlessly with all of these quills, these pens, with the ink that's all in the waterways. The shemaim yireis, and the skies were considered the parchments to write on. V'chol b'nei adam la'barin, and all mankind were seifrim, could write. You know, all this ability to count, to write countless words. Ein ma'aspikin lichtev chalal shel rishus, you would not be able to write the depths of understanding and wisdom that's needed to govern the medinas, the taxes that are needed, the laws that are needed, the complexities in governing are so great. Micro, Amar Mishar Shemaim Lo Rum, Vaaretz Lo Imek, V'Leiv Melachim Ein Cheker. There's no depth; it's endless. The depth needed for the Melachim, for the monarchy to run the affairs of the country. V'Amar Rava Bar Machasim Rav Chama Bar Goyim Rav. Another Mema Yafet Tanis L'Chaloyim Keish L'Nayers. If a person has a bad dream, a Tanis Chaloyim, it's helpful for it, like an Eish L'Nayers. If you have from the flax, what the chips that come when you process the flax, those are burnt, those are used for fuel. So the tanis, it will remove the burn away, it will remove the bad effects of the dream. The tanis will remove it like eish l'nayers. Amar chisa boy bayim, but the fast has to be that day. He had a bad dream at night, then he should fast immediately. Vam Rav Yitzchak Filo b'Shabbos, even on Shabbos. Now, even though normally you don't fast on Shabbos, it's a steer to Einik Shabbos, but here we're talking that in those days the dreams meant and were foretold of Mixas Nevuah, and the person was so agitated and bothered by it, so the fasting, the Rishonim speak out, that itself is considered a Einik. It's more pleasurable for him to fast than and knowing that he'll remove the ill effects of the dream rather than to eat. Rishu braid the Ravashi of the late Iglatilsa. They made for him a special Suda feast. They had Iglatilsa, third born of a calf, where the meat is considered to be very good. Omrle little mar meat, they said, eat something. Omrlehu batan is Yasivna. I'm fasting, I can't. Don't you hold like Rav Yehuda says, you can borrow, meaning if he has to fast, okay, you can eat today and fast another day. You don't have to fast right away. That's generally speaking. If a person is mekabel a fast, and certainly if it's not a specific date, then he can be loiva. But Tanis Chaloyim is different. Tanis Chaloyim should be done immediately. Even on Shabbos. So therefore, here I can't be loiva. I can't borrow, so to speak. I have to fast today, and so he could not eat from the meal. So the Mishnah said, we learned that all of these activities a person should not do lifnei samach l'mincha, and he should not do all of these things. And it says, the Mishnah says, v'yischilu ein mafsikin, but if he did start, he doesn't have to stop. Then the Mishnah continues, mafsikin l'krishma v'ein mafsikin l'tfila. And it says, but for Krishna, you do have to start, but not for tefillah. Now, this seems to be repetitious. It already said, v'mishchilu ein mafsikin. And then it says again, mafsikin l'krishma, ein mafsikin l'tefillah. So it seems to be repetitious. So, frekta gemora v'hatana le'resha ein mafsikin. The resha already says that you don't have to be mafsik. If you've started, you don't have to interrupt what you're doing. Mora says, seif hosla deriter. The seif is referring to another matter. It's not referring to if he was doing any of these things that were discussed before, the merachatz, the borski, the din, etc. It's not talking about that. It's talking about something else. If he's learning Torah, if he's engaged in learning Torah, there it says, you don't have to be mafsik the Torah for tefillah. If you're engaged in learning Torah and it's coming to tefillah, you don't have to be mafsik. But for Krishna, it's a deraisa, you do. It says that mafsik and lekrishma vein mafsik and letvil. You don't have to be mafsik for tvil, only for krishma. But that's only mentioned by someone like Rav Shimon ben Yochai Bechaver, which is Shatei Rasam Nosan, that they're constantly learning Torah every all the day, every moment of the day. But he said even about themselves. Certainly nowadays, so we don't have Tairasim Nasa to this level. Nobody's considered Tairasim Nasa to this level anymore. I will go on to Mafsik and Krishma Tefillah. But we have to be Mafsik, not only for Krishna, for Tefillah as well. We have to be Mafsik for both. So Taisus asks, we learned before on Daf Yud that Rav Zera said to Rav Yirmiyahu, who was rushing from his learning to Davin, he applied to him the pasuk Meisar Osam Mishmaya Torah Gam Tfiloso Taeva. So it appears that he was not supposed to be Mafsik. Taisa's answer is he was Tairasa Umnasa. He was Tairasa Umnasa. That for him, that's why he applied that pasuk. But for us, it doesn't apply. And even for the Amoraim, latter Amoraim, it doesn't apply either. Or perhaps Taisa gives another teretz that he was upset that he was rushing because they still had time. They had time to do it. So therefore, there was no reason to rush. Break the Gemara. I, Vatanya Kishem, Shein Mafsik and Letfila Kach, Ein Mafsik and Lekrishma. I, it says that you're not Mafsik for Tfilah, you're not Mafsik for Krishma either. So it seems to be a stira, not like the Mishnah saying the Mafsik and Lekrishma. Or answers, Ki Tanya, that's not referring to learning Torah, that's a different situation over there. That's mentioned in a different context. That's when the Sanhedrin is sitting down and deliberating whether they should make an Ibriyar, whether they should make an extra month, a leap year. The Homer of Arabarava, Chaintane, Savida Hagruna, Amar Bialoza, Bart Sanda, Kesha, you know, is can be Ibushana Biavna, when we were deliberating whether to be Mavra the Shana and Yavna, Loyan Mafsikim, Loyla Krishma, Loyla Tfila, we weren't Mafsik at all, not Krishna, not Tfila. For Ibushana, you're not even Mafsik for Krishna, as Taisus points out, Shalis Kalko Amoidites, because they have to be very careful with this, because the determination of when the proper time for Yantav is at stake, so they weren't Mafsik for anything when they we're deciding about Ibur Hashanah. See the Mishnah, so now we're coming back to Hilchas Shabbos. Lo yetze achayet b'machtoi samach l'chashecha. And the tailor should not go out with his pin, with his needles that he uses for his sewing, samach l'chashecha, half hour before chashecha, before nightfall. He should not go out with them because if he might forget, Shami Yishkach V'yetze, he might forget, and go out on Shabbos, and will be considered carrying on Shabbos. So therefore, the men harchaka, not even samach the Shabbos, to go out with the needles that he uses for his sewing. Taisa says the pshat is, not that he will forget that he has a needle. Because if he forgets that it's a needle, then according to Rava, who says, we're not goyzer gzera l'gzera, then this would be a gzera l'gzera. Because if he forgets that he is carrying a needle, it's not a derisa. Even though he'd be carrying, it's not melechus machsheves. Because he doesn't know that he's carrying. So if he doesn't know that he's carrying, it's not a derisa, it's not a melechus machsheves. The pshat must be, according to Rava, that he'll forget it's Shabbos. Meaning he'll realize that he has his machat, but then he might forget that it's Shabbos. He might forget that it's Shabbos, and therefore he'll be carrying b'shoyeg. So they made a gzera not to go out samach l'shamas because he might forget. He might forget that it's Shabbos. V'loy lab labra kol musa, and not a labler either with his quill, not the cipher that goes out. He should not also not go out with his quill because he might forget. V'loy yifal es kelev, and a person should not remove lice from his garment on Shabbos. V'loy yikra lo aron ner, and a person should not read on Shabbos by candlelight, because if the light gets diminished, he might want to tilt it to increase the flame, and if he does tilt it and adds and increases the amount of oil that comes to the wick and increases the flame, that's called havara. He's considered lighting the fire, he's increasing the fire, that's havara, and that's an isser d'oraisa. So therefore he should not read on Shabbos l'aronel because he might tilt it. The halach
is that a chazan nevertheless can see where the children are reading from the parasha.
Avolo yikra, he himself can't read. He can just see where they're up to. Meaning, so Rashi brings down two pshatim. One is we're talking about either that it's the gabbai. He wants to know what the laning is for the next day, and wants to know what the parasha is, what sections are going to be lain the next day when he calls up people to lain. So he checks what the tinaik is, where they're reading. So he just glances and sees where they're up to, but he doesn't really read with them. So that is mutar. Alternatively, Rashi says it's talking where he's a malamed, and he wants to know what he's going to teach the children the next day on Shabbos, what he's going to teach them from the parasha. So he just glances to see where they're up to and what they should be learning the next day, but he doesn't really read. He just looks at the beginning and the end and he glances at it. That is mutar. Talking about harchakas, now the Mishnah concludes with another harchaka, with a different harchaka, which is not related to Shabbos, but we're talking about harchakas, that azav should not eat together the meal with azava, because of hergal aver, when they're eating together, they're more intimate. Now, if she's azava, it's an isser d'oraisa to have relations with her. And if he's azav, then it's an isser d'oraisa to be together. So therefore, there's a hachaka that they can't even eat together because it might lead to being intimate, having relations. And from here is the source of the halacha that in Isha Nida, there's a separation. When they eat, they have to have a separation to have a hachaka because it might lead to intimacy.